This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The Massachusetts U.S. Senate race is expected to be one of the most highly contested in the country and one of the most expensive. A great deal of that money will be spent on campaign advertising. So it shouldn't come as a big surprise that even with 10 months still to go until the primary, this week, Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren released her first campaign ad.
I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm running for the United States Senate. And before you hear a bunch of ridiculous attack ads...
Well, it might already be a little too late for that, because all voters have to do is change the channel.
Elizabeth Warren sides with extreme left protests. We need jobs, not intellectual theories and radical protests.
Third-party ads attacking both Warren and incumbent Senator Scott Brown have long left the barn. So joining us now to analyze the latest in Massachusetts political advertising is Radio Boston media analyst John Carroll. Hi there, John.
Hi, Meghna.
So let's start, John, with a little bit more of that ad we just heard from, Elizabeth Warren's ad, Who I Am.
I came up the hard way. My dad sold carpet, and when he had a heart attack, my mom went to work so we could keep our house. We all worked. My three brothers joined the military. I got married at 19.
So, John, hard scrabble seems to be the message here.
I think if people know Elizabeth Warren, they know her as a Harvard professor. And certainly Scott Brown's campaign has tried to paint her as an elitist Harvard professor. So I think what she's trying to do right out of the box is try to go out and say, I'm a normal person like you. I'm not above anybody. I'm not part of the elite. I happen to work at Harvard now, but where I come from is very much similar to where you come from.
Well, John, as we heard at the top, Elizabeth Warren was hoping to get this ad and that particular message out before the public heard a bunch of attack ads, but apparently she's a week too late because last week, none other than Karl Rove's PAC, Crossroads GPS, released this spot.
14 million Americans out of work. But instead of focusing on jobs, Elizabeth Warren sides with extreme left protests. At Occupy Wall Street, protesters attack police, do drugs, and trash public parks.
Karl Rove's the heavy hitter in Republican strategy, and he's already throwing his hat into the ring in terms of attack ads?
He's been out there for a while. He's got two different PACs, American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS. They'll probably spend somewhere around $250 million running ads, attacking Democrats and supporting Republicans by the time this election cycle is over. That said, this ad is ridiculous. What's in the ad is basically shots of the Occupy Wall Street people that, you know, essentially trying to depict them as sort of forces of disorder and trying to paint them out as radical as possible. It's so entirely over the top that it could have been made by The Onion. And I think it plays to the cheap seats, but it's not really going to change very many people's minds. At least I don't think it is. This is a battle of defining the candidate. And Elizabeth Warren is up on the air right now with her ad because she doesn't want to be defined by Crossroads GPS. She doesn't want to be defined by Scott Brown. She wants to be defined by herself. And this is the basic battle. This is the in-the-trenches battle that every candidate goes through. Who's going to define you? And, you know, if you let your opponent define you, then you're going to be playing from behind from the start.
Well, a lot of liberal organizations want to be the ones who define Senator Scott Brown on the airwaves, particularly the League of Conservation Voters, who have released their own attack ad against Senator Brown. Let's listen to that.
Scott Brown said he's one of us, but there's a growing stain on his record. Senator Brown's taken over $150,000 from big oil.
So, John, in this ad, there's a man wearing a barn jacket, the signature Scott Brown barn jacket, and apparently everywhere he walks and everything he touches, there's a big oily streak left behind.
Yeah, this is pretty ham-handed. I mean, they have him doing everything but hand-dipping birds into oil. This ad is another one that's sort of over the top, and part of the problem is that these kinds of ads tend to preach to the choir, and they don't really drag other people over to their side. Beyond which, I don't think the environment and taking money from big oil is a determining issue for voters. I think it's an issue, but I think it's pretty far down on their dance card.
Well, you mentioned that these ads are meant to preach to the choir, but the surprising thing this time around, it seems like they feel like they have to preach really, really loud, because I understand that by the time the campaign for this particular ad is over, the average television viewer will have seen the ad 25 times.
Now, the League of Conservation Voters is spending almost $2 million on on this campaign. They had an ad previous to this one, and they have this one. It's really early for that kind of volume, and it's a little early for the sort of over-caffeinated tone that these ads have taken.
Well, John, given the amount of money that you've been talking about that's going to be flooding television airwaves in terms of these third-party attack ads, it makes me wonder if there's going to be an additional amount of scrutiny given to them. I mean, I read on your blog that a Crossroads GPS spot was actually pulled in Montana for statements that the network there deemed false.
Right. One of the problems, there's a lot of fact-checking going on, and it's all good work, and it's all welcome. The problem is it's all pretty much one-off. So a newspaper does a fact-check on an ad, and it appears one day, and then the ad keeps appearing over and over and over again. I think that more and more stations, however, are becoming aware of the overstatements that many of these ads traffic in. And I think there are limitations to what they can do. They really have to run ads for federal office, for candidates for federal office. I mean, they don't really have a whole lot of choice. But the third-party ads are things that they can police. And I think that would be a welcome addition to the election cycle. There's a lot of money flying around. There's this talk of $3.5, $4 billion in this election cycle. So the incentive is to just throw it all up on the air. But I think that if they were more responsible about it, we might have a little bit more informed discourse.
Mm. Well, maybe because of that, Senator Scott Brown decided to truth squad that League of Conservation Voters ad we just heard from, and he's done so through his own ad. So let's listen to that.
Brown sided with big oil, taking thousands from oil companies just weeks before he voted to keep their special tax breaks.
Scott Brown actually supports eliminating special tax breaks if it results in lower rates for everyone else.
And Brown voted. So, John, this is an ad from Senator Scott Brown that takes bits of that League of Conservation Voters ad and then basically just includes a counterfact. Have you ever seen anything like this before where a senator felt compelled to truth squad a third-party attack ad?
It's happened before. I think the distinction here is that this is a web ad. So this ad's not running on TV. So what you have is $2 million of ads attacking Scott Brown, and you have Scott Brown posting something on the web where there's, last I checked last night, there were 16,000 views. So, you know, this is something that is an unequal battle here. I think that he's smart to have something out there. A lot of people are looking back to the last gubernatorial election here in Massachusetts and looking at the example of Tim Cahill, who was attacked early and often by the Republican Governors Association and didn't really respond. And I think that's one of the issues that Elizabeth Warren has faced and has come to the conclusion, I need to be up on the air. Scott Brown is more of a known quantity. So I think he has a little more latitude as far as not going up on the air and spending money. And he's hoping that the news media will, you know, basically carry the water for him. And exactly. He's taking a calculated risk that he's got enough of recognition with the public that he can weather something like this. And I think we'll see. I mean, I don't believe he'll be off the air all that long. There's an estimate that $60 million will be spent on this Senate race. So that's going to be a lot of ads we're going to see.
John Carroll is Radio Boston's media analyst and also professor of mass communications at Boston University. He blogs at campaignoutsider.com. John, always great to have you.
Likewise, Magna. Thanks.
Stay with us. Coming up, Chicago's Queen of the Blues, Shamika Copeland. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.